Trev, what are you going to do? Another injury?
Look, it's unbelievable. It's, you know, Corbin has been stepping up and doing a great job for us. He got a hit on the head. He got, you know, we tested him after the game. He was okay, but then he was sick that night. And then Monday was okay. Then Tuesday he couldn't practice. The first 5 minutes he had to dizzy spells. And that's not a good sign when you get a whack in the head. So he's out for this week. And we're just going to have to make do with what we got.
What do you do in that position?
Yeah, well, we've got JK hopefully coming back. He gets through practice today, Jared Kenny. So, look, hopefully he gets through. He'll be on limited minutes, but we just got to make some adjustments. And we've got some young guys there who are going to get their opportunity. And hopefully, you know, they'll step up to the plate.
Jared Kenny, how many minutes do you think he'll play? And in some percentage terms, how likely is he for tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, well, hopefully he can get through today okay. He pulled up a little bit sore, but we've got to look long-term with JK. So, you know, we're hopeful we might be able to get 4 or 5 minutes a quarter, maybe, if we're lucky. But we'll see how we go.
Does all the injuries you've had force you to reassess a little bit how you're going to look at the rest of the season in terms of trying to get through and where you might have to finish and just having your blokes ready for the business end and stuff?
Yeah, look, you know you're going to go through some stages of that, but I've never seen three-point guards go down in a game. And, you know, with Damo out and Jared Kenny and now Corbin, it does put pressure on our resources. You know, it's not like it's an import that you can bring a new import in for that position. It's not too many Aussie guys out there. So, look, we have to change some things up to help us. But, you know, hopefully it's short term. It's a big goal that we're in at the moment, but hopefully it's short term.
So who does fill that gap? You know, Kenny plays a few minutes and then...
Yeah, well, Casey's been playing point guard for us. Jaron's been playing point guard for us in pre-season. So, you know, and we've got Mason and Jackson in there as well. So we've got plenty of guys can handle the ball. It's more so defensively that we need that kickstart.
Yeah, and you're coming up against a formidable bit. It's just the worst time you've ever seen.
Well, you know, it's an opportunity. You know, they're rock stars. They've loaded up. They've got, you know, two NBA guys coming off the bench. That's just... what a great luxury that is. And they got, you know, three guys come back from overseas last year. And they're full of talent. So, you know, we're going to have to play a lot, rely on teamwork to get this thing done. And I'm sure the guys are going to step up.
Yeah, the intensity, has it been there recently? Or do you think that's an area that's been there?
Yeah, we probably dropped down on the second quarter against New Zealand. But it's been there generally. And look, if yesterday's any indication of practice, we were niggly and getting nasty. You know, we were a bit upset that what happened on Sunday. So it's a good thing that the game comes around quick.
And obviously losing a game at home, that would have hurt the pride of the guys a little bit, given you hadn't done that for quite some time.
Yeah, it was and something we should have put away. You know, so that's, you know, you're going to learn from that and we take it on. And look, this week we got the number one team in the NBL, and that's, you know, if you haven't got the juices ready to go, you're in the wrong game, and I'm sure the guys are going to step up.
Obviously, you mentioned their enormous talent. How do you break them down? What do you focus on with them?
Well, they've got so many guys who can score. You know, you got Lish, you got Kadee, you got Newley, you got Withington, then you got your two NBI guys off the bench. So that they've got a number of scores. We've just got to make sure they're tough shots. You know, we've got still build our defense and attack them where we think we can get an advantage.
Do you need a greater spread of point scoring yourself, do you feel?
I would like, you know, Matty Knight's been fabulous for us, but I like the ball to move a little bit more. We want, our team is built on 4 or 5 scorers scoring 10 to 12 points, you know, well, if not more. But we need that even spread where we've got 5 or 6 guys in double figures. So we're getting there. We're not there yet, but we'll certainly work towards that.
Do you think Jaron's been able to put that mistake at the end of the game behind him?
Yeah, look, he was the first guy to put his hand up. You know, he felt it and he took it pretty hard. So that's a part about professional sport. You know, he's won us a game earlier this year with a 3 on the buzzer, and that game probably balances it out. And now it's what he does in between those is really going to count.
Can you ask about Dexter, how he's traveling, what he can
bring to you? Yeah, look, Dexter's been great the last couple of weeks. He's been coming off the bench, and we keep on saying, have your guns blazing, ready to shoot. Shoot first, ask questions later. So, you know, he's been really good, and now it's the consistent factor, being that threat to get the guys out to defend him on a 3-point line. So, no, he's been, he's won, him and Matty have both guys been stepping up.
It's a mixed blessing, obviously, with the injuries that's just taken away from him. Do you think he would have had a spot if there hadn't been the injuries or as long a run as he's been getting?
Yeah, well, probably his opportunity would have came, but it's probably been fast-tracked now with the guards out. So, you know, he's been putting pressure on everybody else and saying that I want to play minutes, and he's showing that he can play in this league and can be a good weapon for us.
What more would you like to see from him?
10 threes. That'd be nice tomorrow. But look, we've got to work hard to get him shots. He's a great shooter, and that's what we'll be working towards. Oh, look, this league's got, the last 3 years got better and better. This year's, the talent in this league right now is unbelievable. Like, most of our games are going down to the last minute of the game. And you see the other teams, it's 1 or 2 points. So it's, the competition is more even than anything. Any team can beat any team. You know, it's an exciting time to be around, and hopefully we can get healthy and give this thing a good crack.